cannot force the chain that the power of God cannot break. Until our next broadcast, God bless you. From Bishop Kenny Townsend
and Minister Mildred Townsend.
Tell somebody, say, you stand. Yeah, Lord, yeah.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Hi, this is Pastor Arthur LaValle with Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry, welcoming you to another opportunity to transform your life. Did you know that you possess the power and the responsibility to determine your future and destiny? Did you know that you are the sum total of the choices and decisions you make every day? However, the ability for you to make the right decisions for a life that will lead to your God-given destiny depends on your quality of knowledge. Self-development demands self-discipline. It is our desire to see your life transformed by the messages on these broadcasts. Prepare to receive as we join this opportunity to grow and expand, as we inspire you and motivate you to achieve your greatest in God's purpose for your life. Sit back now and listen to a message that is designed to destroy ignorance and empower you to become an effective human on this planet as you inspire others to reach their maximum potential. Let us join the seminar in progress.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, my Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your amazing grace, Father. Thank you for your love, and thank you for your kindness. And thank you for your mercy, my Father, that endures forever, Lord God. What a mighty God you are, Father. How great you are, Father. And I count it an honor and a privilege, my Father, that you would use me, Father, and that you would allow me to come up on this radio broadcast, Father, and share with your people the love of God, my Father, and the kingdom nature of God to our lives, Father, knowing that what the results of it will be, man, that their name would be written in the Lamb's Book of Life, my Father, and that through them your glory might be manifested in all the earth, Father God. So again, we count it an honor and a privilege, my Father, that you would minister to us your love. My Father, I humble myself under your mighty hands, my Father. I decree and declare and say, Lord, not my kingdom and not my will, but thy kingdom come, and thy will be done in our lives here on earth, just as it is in heaven, my Father. And Lord, we'll be careful to make sure that we give you all of the glory, all of the honor, and all of the praise, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. Hallelujah. Once again, hello, radio family. What an honor and what a privilege it is to be able to come into your homes and your automobiles, through your radio, and share with you all the kingdom ministry of God and the love of God. Again, it's an honor and a privilege, y'all, you know. And as we begin this program today, we just want you to know, you know, how much that we love you. As we ended on last week, our broadcast is really dealing with the love of God, how much God loves us and how much he cares about us and all that he's done for us. And we want to continue in that line, Lord, or down that line, Father, and allow you. So, Father, I just humble myself under your mighty hand, under your anointing, and ask the Lord, you will speak through these lips of Christ to minister to our needs, my Father, God. And less of me and more of you. In fact, Father, none of me and all of you, Father, for your glory, for your honor, and for your praise. Amen. Hey, y'all, I just want to begin by making a few announcements. You know, we're doing some things in our community, and the purpose for it is the restoration, the restoring, and the establishment and the advancing of God's kingdom in the earth. You know, that's our assignment. That's our purpose. That's our call. That's the call of God that's upon our lives and upon this ministry, you know. And that's the reestablishment of his kingdom on this earth and the advancement. That's it. That's what he called us to do. He said, go into all the world and preach the gospel of the kingdom to all mankind and make disciples of all mankind and teach them what I taught you. And everything that I saw in the Word of God that he's taught us was the kingdom of God. Everything that Jesus was talking about in his ministry was pertaining to the kingdom of God. And as a result of us getting back into the kingdom of God, then he said the awesomeness, the good news about this kingdom of God that he was preaching, that if we would get back to the kingdom of God, in simple terms, God's way of what God is doing and his way of doing it, and us getting in on that. And Jesus' message was that if we would get back to that, then all of the kingdom of heaven would be available to us. Hallelujah. Then later on, you say, now, if you want all the kingdom of heaven, all the peace, all the joy, all the fulfillment, all the happiness, all the anointing, the fulfillment, everything that's in heaven, if you want all of that, you say, you don't have to seek that. You say, seek first the kingdom of God. And if we would seek first the kingdom of God, then all of the kingdom of heaven will be made available to us. What's the protocol, Arthur? So you don't have to seek the things. Your Heavenly Father know what you have need of. He know what everything you need, not only just a physical thing, but all the spiritual things that we have need of, too. He know that. And not only do he know that, but he said something concerning that. He said that he would seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. What are the... If we would seek first, not second, not third, but if we would seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, then all these things will be added unto us. What things, Arthur? Everything that you have need of. Everything that you have need of that will get you to your God-given destiny and God-given purpose. Everything, even from the air you breathe to the number of days in your life. Everything that we have need of to fulfill God's purpose and plan for our life, all those things will be added unto us on a daily basis. What are the, when we do what, they ain't going to just be added to us on a daily basis. They're going to be added to us on a daily basis as we follow the simple instructions. What are the instructions? If we would seek first, not second, not third, not fourth, first, the kingdom of God and his righteousness, then all these things will be added unto them. And that's where we are about. That's where we want to bring out to our community. But to the world, the kingdom miracle of God to our lives, so that we can not only know, so that we can be about, so that we can not only just be having church, so that we can come to the place where we are being the church. And in being the church, and that I be aiding and supporting God and filling the earth with his glory. So that's the purpose for our ministry. That's the purpose for the radio broadcast. That's the purpose for everything that we do. That's the restoration of God's kingdom back on the earth in the lives of all of us, his children. Now listen, I have some special guests with me this weekend. My church family from Houston, you know, my big sister and my little brother, you know, Pastor Owens from Let's Go Higher Ministry and her team, you know, Minister Tony and his wife, and they're here, and some of the other members from their church are here today. And we're going to be putting on a program, you know, at the Hayes Pavilion over here at the Hayes Auditorium today at 2 o'clock, you know. And we would like to invite all you all that's out in our community and the surrounding community. And if God speaks to your heart and he put it in your heart to come out and be a part of that and get a word that will impact your lives for the rest of your life, then it'll be a good thing to be obedient to the voice of God's word. Because if he tell you to come and you came, I guarantee you, there's a blessing in store there for you if you come that will impact your life for the rest of your life. There will be a tremendous blessing not only to you, but to your family, to your children, to your children's children. You know, and on the radio broadcast with me today, I have Minister Tony and Pastor Liddy is here with us, you know. And right now I'm just going to give it over to Brother Tony and let him just say whatever God put in his heart to say about, you know, their purpose for being here, about his love for the body of Christ, about his love for the church, his church home, and why God sent them here, you know, to be a tremendous blessing. Brother Tony, it's an honor and a privilege to have you here listening on this radio broadcast, and to have you and your team and your family and your church family here to aid us and support us in doing what God called us to do. You know, I thank God for y'all.
Hallelujah. 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 Man of God, I really appreciate it. It's definitely an honor and a privilege to be with you. And everything we've been a part of, I felt the presence of God. I felt the anointing. And so I'm just grateful to be a part of it. And I just want to just send a injection of hope to anybody listening this morning that no matter what you're going through, God sees it all. He knows it all. And all he's looking for is for you to begin to look up. So a lot of times we go through things and we look for people, we look for family, friends, acquaintances to encourage us, to help us. And God will use people. But, you know, since he's our father, it's just like in a home, you know, you're not going to go to your brother and ask for money or ask for a dollar or ask for a gift. You're going to go to mom and daddy. And so Father wants us to look up. He wants us to look up at him. He wants us to pay attention to him. And a lot of times we go through things only because he's trying to get our attention, because he created us to love him. He created us for a relationship with him. And a lot of times we're missing that relationship because, you know, we're distracted by other things. But God said, no, I want to spend time with you. I want to love on your heart. I want to do things that man can't do. I want to open up doors that he said, I'll open up doors that man can't close, and I'll close doors that man can't open.
Yeah.
He said, I'll make men forget your past, yeah, and I'll bring you into an honorable future.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
So God just wants you to look up. So if you're going through right now, if you're in a place of suicidal thoughts, if you're in a place of discouragement, if you're in a place where you just don't feel like your life is amounting to anything, if you're in a place of frustration, you might be in a place of addiction. You might be in a place of being bound by something. God say, just look up.
Yeah.
Just look up and begin to call out to me. He say, seek and I shall be found. Knock on the door and it shall be opened.
Yeah.
He say, he's a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. Hallelujah. So God say, diligently seek me. Just start talking to me in the morning time, in the evening. Anytime you got extra time, begin to spend that time with me. And I'm going to open up the door, and you're going to be so surprised.
Oh,
hallelujah. You're going to be so surprised that you spent all this time in the pity party when God said, I want to bring you in the room in the victory party.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
The room of victory.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. That
yeah.
Now you're not looking at your needs no more, but you're looking at the needs of others and seeing how you can fill their void, because now God is filling you up. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Glory to God. Sometimes we walk around so empty and we're looking for things to fill us up, whether it be drugs, whether it be relationships, whether it be things that, you know, that God don't want us to be a part of. And God say, I got so much love and joy and peace. I want to fill you up. I'm talking about to where it's running over. Glory to God. It's pouring out of you to
yeah.
touch somebody else. So I just want to encourage the city of Bunky. I've enjoyed everything that I've been a part of, you know, blessing the elders and some great people in this city. And I want to encourage the young people in this city, those that just are looking for hope, those that are wondering what they're going to do with their lives. I want to talk to you. I want to let you know that dope game is not for you. That robbing and stealing is not for you. God got a plan for you. But all you got to do is begin to seek his face. And listen, it's so much available in this world that we're in. He might say college might not be for you. Then again, it might be for you. But he might say make you an internet millionaire.
Yeah.
Show you how to make money online. Show you how to, you know, put your hands in something that you're going to love, but also be blessed for it.
Yeah.
Many of us got talents. We got gifts. We got abilities. Glory to God. But I'm going to tell you something. If you don't give those things to God, hallelujah, and let him use the gift, guess what? That gift will be in vain if you don't give it to God. You can use it for the devil, but guess what? In the end, it's only going to be in vain, because you're not going to get the reward of the everlasting life. But God said, bring me your talent. Bring me your gift. Bring me your ability, because
because I gave it to you. And if you give it back to me, I'm going to get my glory. But not only that, I'm going to reward you for being my hands and my feet. So I just want to bless the people of God. I pray over this city, and I want you guys to come out and meet us under this pavilion today. It's going to be a blessing. We got a word. God's got a word for you. He's got joy for you. He's got peace for you. He's got love for you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I just bless the people of God that's listening to this broadcast.